Carney attends fundraiser with MP Ma, who dismissed CCP's forced labor. Prime Minister Mark Carney attended a fundraiser event in Markham, Ontario, on March 30th, co-hosted by Liberal MP Michael Ma, who last week apologized after making remarks that appeared to dismiss reports of forced labor in China. The event, held in Ma's riding, had a $1,775 entrance fee for regular admission and $925 for those under the age of 35. Also co-hosting the event at the Angus Glen Golf Club were Energy Minister Tim Hodgson and Public Safety Minister Gary Anandasangari. During the event, Carney talked about his government's initiatives to boost the economy and build homes and commended Ma for leaving the Conservatives in December to join the Liberal caucus. Ma, Hodgson, and Anandasangari also spoke at the event. A number of protesters gathered outside, calling for Ma to step down for crossing the floor and for his remarks on China. During an exchange in a House of Commons committee meeting on March 26, Ma questioned China expert and former senior public servant Margaret McQuigg Johnston on whether she has seen forced labor in China firsthand, casting doubt about the practice. "Your claim about forced labor in Shenzhen, have you witnessed this yourself? Have you been there ever?" Ma asked McQuigg Johnston as part of a series of rapid-fire questions, demanding that she answer with yes and no answers only. McQuigg Johnston told MPs in the committee that Chinese electric vehicles are made with aluminum using forced labor by Uyghurs in the Xinjiang region of China. Ma later apologized for his comments, saying he inadvertently came across as dismissive of the serious issue of forced labor. However, his statement didn't mention if he believes there's forced labor taking place in China, and when asked by a reporter whether he believes China is engaging in the practice, he said it takes place all over the world. Carney was asked about his own views on forced labor in China earlier on March 30th during an unrelated press conference. Carney said he believes the practice takes place around the world, adding that some parts of China are at a higher risk of it. "We recognize that this is a global issue that we need to be vigilant on and not assume that. It's not an issue in certain countries, including in certain developed countries," Carney said. When asked about Ma, Carney said the Liberal MP has apologized and that he remains in the caucus. During the 2025 election campaign, Carney said that China is the number one security threat to Canada. However, his stance on China appears to have changed since then. He has sought closer ties with Beijing and said during a visit to China in January that he wants a strategic partnership with the country. Ma was the only Liberal backbencher who accompanied the Prime Minister on the trip. Minister Hodgson was also asked about Ma's remarks on March 27th. Hodgson pointed to China agreeing to ease tariffs on Canadian agricultural products in exchange for Canada reducing tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. "That's good for Canada, and that's what we're focused on," Hodgson said. "We don't need to have public discussions about where we disagree. We make that clear to our friends in China." Ma's comments, as well as Carney's attendance at the fundraiser, have been criticized by opposition parties. Not only did Mark Carney not discipline Ma for his unconscionable comments, he's now rewarding Ma by headlining his fundraiser tonight. Conservative MP Chris Warkentin, who serves as his party's whip, said in a social media post on March 30th. Conservative MP Raquel Dancho pointed to an article from a Chinese publication that covered Ma's exchange with McQuigg Johnston on March 27th, adding, "Whatever MP Ma's intentions, his questions parroted implicitly the CCP certified position that controversy around forced labor is manufactured." Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet said that Ma behaves like a friend of the Chinese regime, at best, and at worst like an elected official who maintains a close relationship with a foreign power that is often hostile. "Let's document the ways of operating of the Chinese Communist Party regime, and let's act," Blanchet said in French on March 29th. In his apology statement on March 26th, Ma said that he condemns forced labor in all its forms. Carney was also asked on March 30th about Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne's trip in China this week and whether the issue of forced labor would come up. "It would be part of the discussions as it is in other situations where we're developing trade and after we've developed the trade agreements," Carney said.